Live from NPR News, I'm Shay Stevens. President Trump and his Democratic rival Joe Biden go head-to-head tonight in the first of three presidential debates. NPR's Amy Held reports that the two candidates will meet on stage in Cleveland.
It's happening at Case Western Reserve University and Cleveland Clinic. Biden and Trump's first debate was supposed to be at Notre Dame this summer, but the school withdrew because of the pandemic. The coronavirus is among the six topics planned for the hour and a half allotted. Moderator Chris Wallace of Fox News is not tasked with fact-checking in real time and says his goal is to remain as invisible as possible. The candidates will also discuss the economy, the Supreme Court, and election integrity, as Trump has refused to commit to a peaceful transfer of power. And as wildfires rage on the West Coast, notably absent from the list of topics is climate change, prompting three dozen Democratic senators to sign a letter of protest. Amy Held, NPR News.
Confirmation hearings begin in 2 weeks for Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett. NPR's Tom Gelton reports that Barrett's devout Catholic views are likely to get some attention.
If confirmed, Barrett will join five other practicing Catholics on the court. Marcia Hamilton, a religion and law expert at the University of Pennsylvania, says that could be seen as a problem.
It's legitimate for senators to be concerned about whether the court is reflecting the diversity of faith in the United States.
Barrett is especially devout and belongs to a conservative Catholic community known to value loyalty. But Democratic leaders say they're more concerned about her views on the Affordable Care Act, voting rights, and other issues. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says it doesn't matter what Barrett's faith is. What matters, she said, is does she believe in the U.S. Constitution? Tom Gelton, NPR News.
More than 1 million people around the world have died from COVID-19 since the pandemic began 9 months ago. NPR's Giles Snyder has more on the grim figures.
According to Johns Hopkins University, four countries account for about half the deaths: Brazil, India, Mexico, and the United States, which topped 200,000 deaths just last week. The U.S. leads the world in both deaths and infections, more than 7 million, despite its wealth and medical resources. Many public health experts believe the actual worldwide toll is much higher.
NPR's Giles Snyder. President Trump says the government will begin shipping 150 million rapid coronavirus tests to states as soon as next week. But many experts say the tests, which are made by Abbott Labs, are not always accurate. House Democrats are offering a new coronavirus relief plan. The $2.2 trillion proposal would revive a $600 per week jobless benefit and send a second round of $1,200 direct payments to most individuals. Republicans are still insisting on a smaller proposal. This is NPR News. Governor Gavin Newsom has declared a state of emergency because of wildfires in three northern California counties, including the state's wine country. From member station KQED, Joe Fitzgerald Rodriguez reports that the pandemic is compounding the challenges that are facing the region's evacuees.
The Glass Fire exploded over the weekend, forcing tens of thousands to flee their homes in Napa and Sonoma counties north of San Francisco. But the shelters aren't as crowded as previous years. At the Sonoma Marin Fairgrounds, there are just over 100 evacuees instead of the usual 700, says Allison Keeney, CEO of the fairgrounds.
We did have to turn people away from here and send them to another location. And again, that's a capacity issue really driven by COVID. It is massively inconvenient.
There are fewer volunteers, too, as they're afraid of contracting COVID-19. California emergency officials are now prioritizing putting evacuees directly into hotels, skipping the shelters. For NPR News, I'm Joe Fitzgerald Rodriguez in Sonoma County.
A Louisville, Kentucky officer charged in connection with the police killing of Breonna Taylor has entered a not guilty plea. Brett Hankison is charged with wanton endangerment for firing into the home of one of Taylor's neighbors. A Texas sheriff is charged with destroying or concealing video in an investigation into the death of a black man who died in police custody last year during a traffic stop. Robert Chody was booked yesterday and released on $10,000 bond. A video shows 40-year-old Javier Ambler begging for mercy after deputies repeatedly used a stun gun on him. The video goes dark, but a voice is heard saying that Ambler is not responsive. This is NPR News.